Anyone who's read The Lord of the Rings or has seen the movies will know Boromir. But those who haven't, I will explain very briefly who he was. I'm not going to get into the explanation because either you know who Boromir is or you don't. He was played in the movie by the actor Sean Bean. Sean Bean, if you don't know, played the bad guy in the first National Treasure movie. He's the one that wanted the Declaration of Independence. And then, so after Pierce explains who Boromir is, he concludes, and let's not forget that Boromir's cause is indeed a noble one. He seeks to take the ring from Frodo so that he can use its power to defend his country and people from being overthrown by the Dark Lord Sauron, who was a demon, and his army of devilish orcs. For Boromir, the ring is not something evil that needs to be destroyed, but something powerful that needs to be used against the enemy. It is not a curse, but a gift. It would be foolish not to use it. Isn't this a reasonable enough approach, a position to hold? If our country was threatened by an army of orcs led by a demon, by the way, Joseph, it already is threatened by an army of orcs led by a demon, or maybe a million or so demons, wouldn't we be tempted to use every weapon at our disposal to defend our homes, our families, and our people? Is Boromir the wise one and Gandalf and the rest merely dumb? The problem is that the willingness to use evil means in pursuit of a good end will lead to the corruption of the will of those using the evil means. If Boromir had succeeded in taking the ring by force from Master Frodo, thereby betraying the Fellowship, that's a treachery, by the by, and had used the evil power of the ring to defeat Sauron, would his success really be a success? Wouldn't the ring, the power of evil, have won? If the civilization of Gondor had defeated evil with evil, would it not itself be under the power of the ring? Would it not become evil? If Gondor triumphs over Mordor and becomes an evil empire in doing so, has Gondor really won, or has it lost? If the good civilization for which Boromir fights becomes a corrupt, power-wielding empire, the good civilization has ceased to be. It has been destroyed. Indeed, it has been destroyed as surely as if Sauron and his hordes had won. It would have been better for Minas Tirith to fall in a blaze of heroic glory with its soldiers laying down their lives for their friends and families, fighting against the devil, than to have laid down all such thoughts of heroism and service to the devil himself, accepting the devil's bargain and the corruption it brings. The wise know this, and indeed Boromir knows it himself. Once the madness has passed, laying down his life for his friend, for this friend's, and confessing his sins to Aragorn moments before his death. The alternative to the Boromir option is the Faramir option. It is Boromir's brother, Faramir, who proclaims that he would not pick up the ring if he saw it lying on the side of the road. And it is Faramir who says that he would not snare even an orc with a falsehood. Faramir would not use evil means to defeat the darkest of enemies. The option he chooses is the path of sanctity, knowing that sanctity and sanity are synonymous, whereas the Boromir option leads only to the badness that leads to madness. The Faramir option leads to heaven and makes the world a better place at the same time. No, I will not be supporting hedonistic heathens who have no God when they drive trucks into Muslims who have a false God any more than I will support Muslims when they drive trucks into hedonistic heathens. I hope, like the Good Samaritan, I will have the grace to help my hedonistic neighbor if I find him injured on the side of the road, the victim of an assault, perhaps by his Muslim enemy. I hope, like that same Samaritan, I will be virtuous enough to help my Muslim neighbor if I find him injured at the side of the road, the victim, perhaps, of an assault by my hedonistic neighbor. As for the ring, if I ever see it lying at the side of the road, I hope by the grace of God that I will always take the Faramir option and leave it in the gutter where it belongs.